KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have clear skies. It's 32 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 70. Winds southwest at 15 to 30 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In local news, two men, one from Cass, the other from Shelby County, were injured during a collision last night on Interstate 80 in Adair County near Menlo. The Iowa State Patrol reports 28-year-old Nicholas Kern of Atlantic and 48-year-old Mark Vandenberg of Harlan were transported to area hospitals following the crash that happened on I-80 westbound at mile marker 89 at around 8:37 p.m. The patrol says Vandenberg's 2007 Chevy Impala had previously struck the cable guard barrier in the median and was partially blocking the left westbound lane. Kern was in the left lane driving a 2012 Mitsubishi Lancer. He wasn't able to change lanes and hit the Impala before both vehicles were spun into the cable barriers. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts and suffered from non-life-threatening injuries. Vandenberg was transported to the Guthrie County Hospital. Kern was taken to the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield by Menlo Rescue. The Adair County Sheriff's Office assisted the patrol at the scene. Authorities say at least one person was injured during a collision between two vehicles a little before 2 p.m. Sunday in Guthrie County. Guthrie County deputies and the Iowa State Patrol responded to the scene at the intersection of Highway 141 and Victory Avenue, southwest of Jamaica. Panora EMS transported one person to the Green County Medical Center in Jefferson. The Iowa State Patrol was investigating the crash and no names have been released. The Yale, Jamaica, and Bagley Fire Department assisted at the scene. An accident in Creston Saturday night caused $2,300 damage and resulted in an OWI charge. Creston police say a 2016 Chevy Sonic driven by 37-year-old Brian Clare Smith of Creston was traveling on Swigert Street at around 8:15 p.m. when his car struck illegally parked vehicles, including a 1995 Dodge Dakota pickup, a 1998 Ford Escort, and 1999 Dodge Dakota pickup. All the parked vehicles were registered to the same owner. Smith left the scene in his vehicle. Officers found him in his driveway in the corner of Vine and Harsh Street. Authorities say he was intoxicated, processed, and charged with OWI first offense. There were no injuries reported. A woman from southwest Iowa was injured during a collision Saturday afternoon in northern Iowa's Webster County. The State Patrol says a 2002 Chevy Sonic driven by 18-year-old Madison Godfried of Essex failed to yield at a stop sign on Webster County Road D14 at Nelson Avenue north of Fort Dodge at around 12:45 p.m. Saturday. Godfried attempted to turn left onto Nelson Avenue when a car collided with a southbound 2014 Toyota Avalon driven by 46-year-old John O'Halloran of Des Moines. Godfried, who was wearing her seatbelt, was transported by Fort Dodge EMS to Trinity Regional Hospital. A report on her condition was not available. Fort Dodge Fire and Rescue and Mid-Iowa Towing assisted the State Patrol at the scene. Red Oak Police report the arrest of an Emerson woman early Sunday morning. Just after 2 a.m., officers arrested 32-year-old Claire Ashley Thalkin of Emerson in the 1600 block of North Broadway Street in Red Oak on a valid Mills County warrant for violation of probation. Thalkin was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $2,500 bond awaiting extradition to Mills County. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says a Corning man was arrested following a traffic stop early Saturday morning. Just after 1 a.m., deputies stopped a vehicle driven by Fred Ehrman of Corning. After an investigation, Ehrman was arrested for OWI, third or subsequent offense, and driving under suspension. He was also issued a citation for open container as a driver. Ehrman was booked into the Adams County Jail. Red Oak Police report the arrest of an Elliott man Friday night. At around 9:15 p.m., officers arrested 38-year-old Timothy George Myers of Elliott in the 400 block of Jennifer Circle in Red Oak for obstruction of emergency communications. Myers was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and booked in on a $300 bond. The Ringgold County Sheriff's Office said over the weekend a Pottawatomie County man who was convicted by a jury last Monday on sex abuse charges was arrested at his home and transported to the Ringgold County Jail. 69-year-old David Leroy Henley of Council Bluffs was being held without bond on two counts of assault with intent to commit sexual abuse and two counts of sexual abuse in the third degree. Henley will be sentenced on December 17th. In other news, the Griswold Community School District's Board of Education will hold a work session today at 5:30 p.m. The meeting will be held in the central office in the middle school high school building and is for the purpose of goal setting. No action will be taken. Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered all flags in Iowa to be lowered at half staff, effective immediately until sunset Wednesday, October 31st, to honor the murdered and injured in Saturday's tragedy at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The governor's order is issued in conjunction with President Trump's order to lower all U.S. flags to half-staff for the same length of time. Flags will be at half-staff on the state capitol building and on flag displays in the capitol complex. They'll also be at half-staff on public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to fly the flag at half-staff for the same length of time as a sign of respect. In our funeral announcements, Helen L. Beer, age 86, of Panora, died Friday at Panora Specialty Care. Funeral services for Helen Beer will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Lily Lil Huey, age 90, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Lil Huey will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. And Reba Vanderhart, age 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Reba Vanderhart are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Henson reporting.